I am physically Adonis. I am physically Adonis. Now, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, no matter how I act, I am physically Adonis. I look at pictures of the Adonis. I look at pictures and I see the type of person that I am. I see the type of person that excites me. I see the type of person that makes me very, very happy. And as I see this person that makes me very, very happy, it is the physical out-picturing of the body of an Adonis. Now you say, that's a very human thing to do. That's a very ordinary thing to do, to imagine yourself as some beautiful physique, some beautiful figure, some beautiful person. Yes, that is. And that's how you do it. So often as a child, you create yourself in this beautiful picture. You create yourself in this beautiful way, and you think to yourself, ah, that's nice. That's the way I am. That's the way I am. And I know when I was a kid, I took a very healthy, handsome young man, and I cut his head off, and I put his picture up on my mirror, and I put my head right on top of his body. And I said, that's me. And I had it there for a long time. And I would work for my dad in construction. And I would work with concrete, and I'd work with brick and block and stone. I would do all that physical work. And I was always a beautiful, wonderful physical specimen of a skinny runt. I was always very thin. I was always very slim, always very sinewy, but very strong. Very strong. I could work with my dad as a laborer for his construction from the age of 15 on, 16 on, 14, 15, whatever. He would take me along and let me earn a little bit of money and let me work for it, because he always felt that you always worked for what you got. You always applied yourself for what you got. Well, here was this skinny little kid, the boss's son, and I was working for his company and for him, and the men did not make it easy for me. They always were picking on me. They were always pretending that I was doing stupid things, which I probably was, and I went right on and did what I was told to do. But always at night, before I went to bed, and in the morning when I got up, I looked at that picture in the mirror, and I saw that handsome body, well-built body, not overly done, just a very nicely done body. And I said, that is me. That is me. Well, all of my life, I basically had a good body. And all of my life, I was a healthy person. I read the Charles Atlas literature, and I did all the things that they said you should do. But I didn't do them with the intelligence, the gusto, the enthusiasm that was required. Because to really accomplish this goal, they said you had to work out. They said you had to exercise. They said you had to do all these things in a certain way. Well, I never had time for that. I never had time for that. I had the physical image before me, but I never had time for that. And so, while I didn't have the absolute outward physical picture of the Adonis, it was always in my mind, I had the healthy picture of the Adonis, with a beautiful body, a healthy body, a body that was able to live in the world and do anything that you asked of it. Well, perhaps that's what Adonis meant to me. Perhaps that's what Adonis meant to me. I often wondered, with all the energy and all the enthusiasm and all the joy I put forth, I never really wanted to be a physical athlete. I never really wanted to do that. I was more on the attitude of thinking thoughts, of being creative, of having beautiful ideas and working on projects and having all sorts of ideals that I had for myself. And as I worked on these things, I lived in a healthy body. I lived in a healthy mind. I was always happy. I was always living in a very happy consciousness, always living in a very attitude of peace and harmony and goodness. Perhaps that's what Adonis is, an attitude of peace, harmony, and goodness. But for me, I always thought of that physical body as being something very wonderful, being something very good. But I was a very normal kid, a very normal youngster. But I said of myself constantly, and I do it even today, I am physically Adonis. I am physically Adonis. No matter what project stands before me, I go forth and do it. No matter what ideas I have that I think are important, that I think are necessary for my world and my life, I just go forth and do it. If I have to lift up a table or lift up a chair, if I have to lift up heavy things, I lift them up, and I lift them beautifully. And I'm not doing this every single day, but every single day, in my mind, I have that thought, I am the Adonis. I am physically Adonis. I am physically Adonis. And I think that thought, and I act that way, and I live that way. And because I think that thought, and I act that way, and I live that way, that's what I'm able to do. I'm able to be. Now, perhaps one day, and I have many years ahead of me in which I can do it, but perhaps one day I will have the picture in my mind and in my body of the Adonis that I had always so worshipped and so appreciated. Perhaps one day, and perhaps not. It's just a matter of what is my real desire. Have I desired all of my life to be happy? And have I been happy? Right. Have I desired all of my life to live according to principle and enjoy living according to principle? And have I done that? Yes, I have. All of my life, if I desired to be a person who would reach out and touch others and lift them up and give them a positive attitude toward life and a positive feeling about goodness about themselves, have I done that? I surely have. Then have I really lived like the physical Adonis? Perhaps I've lived like the physical Adonis more than I ever realized. Because everything I do is in this state of physical perfection. Everything I do is in this state of wholeness, that my body can do whatever I choose to have it do. And I do it. Oftentimes I have little fantasies that I carry out, and these fantasies are done, and I look at them, and when they're done, I say, how did I do that? How did I accomplish that? And I say, well, I spoke my word. I spoke my word, and it is done. And you know, it is done. I am physically Adonis. What a fascinating statement to make about myself. Can I do that? Sure can. Will I do that? I surely will. Do I want to do that? Well, that's up to me. All of my life, I've held that in a picture in my mind. All of my life, I can see the mirror in my bedroom, the mirror over my dresser, and I can see this picture that I cut out of this Strength and Health magazine, and I put my head over the picture, and there I was, living as the Adonis. Perhaps I lived as the Adonis more than I realized. Perhaps I'm living as the Adonis more than I'm realizing even now. Perhaps even now, the physical body of the Adonis, the physical attitude of the Adonis, the physical beingness of the Adonis is who I am. And so long as I keep this positive attitude of wholeness, of perfection, of being the physical being of an Adonis, that is who I am. Now, do other people see me doing that? I rather think they do. They see me exactly like I see myself. And the more I see myself as that physical Adonis, the more I am that physical Adonis. And this is who you are, too. This is what your life is, too. This is the attitude you have, too. And this is where you walk on the pathway of life, always whatever visualization you have for yourself, and you act in that attitude, and it is done for you now and forevermore. Have a lovely day. With me, say, I am physically Adonis, or Terpsichore, or any of the wonderful physical specimens that you look at, and know that it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love me. I surely do.